Here's a truth that will reshape how you see the world. Every single thing around you, from the phone in your hand to the city outside your window, exists because someone, somewhere, figured out how to capture and convert energy.
That smartphone?
It's the product of millions of years of energy innovation, from the first human who learned to control fire to the engineers who designed microchips.
Your morning commute?
It's powered by ancient sunlight compressed into petroleum over millions of years.
Even your thoughts right now are consuming energy. Your brain burns through about 20% of your body's total fuel just to keep you conscious.
Energy isn't just important to civilization. Energy is civilization.
Everything humanity has ever accomplished, every pyramid, every symphony, every moonshot, required converting energy from one form into useful work.
The story of our species is fundamentally the story of getting better at this conversion, of finding more concentrated energy sources and using them more efficiently.
This progression has been so transformative that it's nearly impossible to overstate. The average person today commands more power than ancient emperors could have imagined.
Energy is simultaneously everywhere and nowhere, the most fundamental force in existence, yet completely invisible.
As physicist Richard Feynman admitted, we have no knowledge of what energy is.
We only know that it exists in multiple interconnected forms, that matter itself is frozen energy, and that energy constantly transforms from one state to another.
Two iron laws govern every energy conversion in the universe.
First, energy never disappears. It only changes form.
The gasoline burning in your car doesn't vanish. It transforms into motion, heat, and exhaust gases.
Second, and more critically, every transformation degrades energy's usefulness.
This is entropy, the universe's relentless slide toward disorder.
Our ancestors' brains tripled in size over just a few million years, an evolutionary sprint powered by energy optimization. Bipedalism reduced walking's energy cost by 75% compared to chimpanzees, freeing calories and hands for tools. But larger brains consume up to 1/6 of our resting metabolism. Our ancestors made a crucial trade: smaller guts for bigger brains. By shifting to energy-dense foods, especially meat and cooked plants, humans extracted more calories with less digestive machinery. Fire changed everything. Controlled fire use dates back at least 790,000 years. Cooking dramatically expanded our menu, making previously inedible foods nutritious while requiring less chewing and digestive energy. Our teeth, jaws, and intestines shrank as our brains grew. We literally cooked our way to consciousness. Foraging economics were brutal. Gathering roots yielded 30-40 energy units per unit expended. Hunting small mammals often resulted in net losses. The most successful foragers exploited aquatic resources. Northwestern Alaskan Inuit whalers achieved 2,000-fold returns hunting baleen whales. Agriculture emerged from population pressure, requiring more work than foraging, but supporting 10 times higher population densities, a decisive advantage.
Traditional farming societies increased food production through three breakthroughs: animal power, irrigation, and crop diversity. Animal labor revolutionized agriculture. A farmer with an ox-drawn plow could prepare fields faster than dozens of people with hand tools. Horses proved even more powerful, delivering 500 to 850 watts, especially after the Chinese collar harness reached Europe by the 9th century. Water management was critical in arid regions. Wheat yields of 1 to 2 tons per hectare required 15 to 30 centimeters of water during the growing season, far more than Middle Eastern rainfall provided. Farmers developed ingenious devices: the shadoof, counterpoise lift dating to 2000 BCE, water ladders in China, animal-powered sakia with chains of pots, and the noria wheel with buckets along its rim. Nitrogen was the most critical nutrient. Traditional farmers used every organic material: oilseed cakes, fish waste, even canal mud. High nitrogen losses, often exceeding 2/3, meant enormous quantities had to be applied. Buck's survey counted 547 different cropping systems across 168 Chinese localities, each tailored to local conditions.
Beyond farms, pre-industrial societies harnessed water and wind with increasing sophistication. The Domesday Book of 1086 recorded 5,624 mills in southern and eastern England, approximately one mill per 350 people. Vertical water wheels eventually supplanted horizontal wheels due to superior efficiency. In flatlands, windmills became the most powerful prime movers, first appearing in Europe in the late 12th century.
Coal, oil, and natural gas are fossilized sunlight energy, captured by ancient plants and compressed over millions of years. England pioneered the shift from wood to coal during the 16th-17th centuries, driven by timber shortages. By 1650, English coal output exceeded 2 million tons annually, growing to over 10 million tons by 1800. Mining evolved from simple surface extraction to sophisticated shaft operations, reaching over 300 meters deep by 1830. The work was brutally demanding. Men extracted coal with picks, while women and children transported it, with female bearers sometimes carrying 1.5 to 2 tons daily up steep ladders. Replacing charcoal with metallurgical coke for iron smelting ranks among modernity's most consequential innovations. Coke's superior energy density supported taller blast furnaces, freeing the iron industry from forest dependence, while enabling dramatically increased production. The steam engine represented the first revolutionary prime mover since the windmill's introduction 800 years earlier. James Watt's 1769 innovations, the separate condenser, double-acting operation, and centrifugal governor, dramatically improved efficiency.
Oil story reveals technology's unpredictability. Early extraction aimed to produce affordable lighting fuel, yet within 25 years, electric light bulbs offered superior alternatives. When oil extraction expanded in the 1860s, no commercial internal combustion engines existed. Within 25 years, Gottlieb Daimler and Wilhelm Maybach built practical automotive engines, powering the world's first motorcycle in November 1885, creating fuel demand that continues today.
Modern civilization diverges radically from predecessors by extracting finite fossil fuels at unprecedented rates. Despite renewable growth, fossil fuels comprised 86% of global primary energy in 2015. Coal mining surged from 10 million tons, 1810, to 7.9 billion tons, 2015. Crude oil extraction rose 300-fold to 4.4 billion tons. Natural gas production grew 1,000-fold to 3.5 trillion cubic meters. Beyond extraction increases came dramatic efficiency improvements, from 20% 1900 to 50% 2015. Household heating tripled in efficiency, reaching 97% with natural gas furnaces. The combined effect, useful energy in 2000 was 30 times greater than 1900. Per capita consumption soared from 5 to 7 gigajoules in foraging societies to 150 to 300 plus gigajoules in industrialized nations. Modern agriculture became fundamentally fossil fuel dependent. American wheat farming labor plummeted from 30 hours per ton, 1800, to 90 minutes, 2000. Fritz Haber's 1909 synthetic nitrogen fertilizer invention, commercialized by Carl Bosch in 1913, transformed productivity, initially for World War I explosives, then widely adopted post-1960. Transportation transformed dramatically. Five-week Atlantic crossings now take 6 to 8 hours by air. Gasoline engines sparked an automobile revolution as profound as railways. By 2010, the world had 870 million passenger cars and over 1 billion total vehicles.
Modern energy delivers extraordinary benefits alongside serious consequences. America's obesity epidemic illustrates this. 69% of Americans were overweight or obese by 2012, up from 33% in the 1950s. Evidence that abundant food and reduced activity create health problems. Cities demonstrate energy's transformative power. Traditional cities required surrounding lands 50-100 times their size for food and fuel.
Modern cities rely on coal and oil extracted at power densities of 1,000 to 10,000 watts per square meter, requiring extraction areas as small as 1/1,000th of the city's size. Rising energy consumption dramatically improves quality of life, but with saturation points. Countries using less than 5 gigajoules per capita cannot guarantee basic necessities, while genuine affluence requires at least 84 gigajoules. Beyond 110 gigajoules, additional energy brings diminishing returns. The United States uses 300 gigajoules, yet ranks 31st in infant mortality and 36th in life expectancy, behind many countries using half as much. Energy dependence creates dangerous power concentrations. The Middle East contains 65% of global oil reserves, driving decades of Western involvement. Fossil fuels constitute the largest source of anthropogenic pollution. Global CO2 emissions rose from 54 million tons in 1850 to over 9 billion tons by 2010, while atmospheric CO2 concentrations climbed from 316 parts per million in 1959 to nearly 399 by 2014.
Energy transitions unfold slowly. Roman watermills took 500 years to spread widely. In America, coal surpassed wood only in the 1880s, and mechanical farm power overtook animals in the late 1920s. Our fossil fuel civilization is merely an interlude that cannot last millennia like its solar-based predecessors. Yet complete fossil fuel exhaustion seems unlikely. Burning available reserves would melt Antarctic ice and cause catastrophic 58-meter sea level rise. Renewable energy flows could prevent this fate, but transitioning from fossil fuel dependence requires capturing, converting, and storing renewable energy at unprecedented scales, a multi-generational challenge. This means replacing fossil fuels not just for energy, but as raw materials for ammonia synthesis, plastics, metallurgical coke, lubricants, and paving. We've progressed from 100 watts of human labor to gigawatt turbines, a nearly 2-million-fold increase in power capacity. This journey took us from caves to skyscrapers, from walking to flying, from darkness to cities that never sleep. But extraordinary power demands responsibility. The same energy that lifted billions from poverty now threatens the climate systems enabling civilization. Can we maintain our high-energy society while transitioning to sustainable sources? The answer depends on commitment, innovation, and collective will.